welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And what a coincidence that I actually am working at night, because my entire life, since I was a child, I hated going to bed early and I hated waking up early. And now I've designed my life where I don't do anything before 2 p.m. Like, I had to wake up this morning and get to traffic court and be there by 1:30 p.m. And I thought, oh, F, I got to set an alarm for this. I don't know how I'm going to make it. But you know what? I love staying up late at night. It's quiet. There's crap to watch on TV. There's a lot of stuff on the internet. My wife, well, now that I got a kid, she goes to bed a little earlier than I do. But I'm up until sometimes, I mean, it's not unusual for me to be up till 6 a.m. And sometimes I even go to bed. I put on the headphones and listen to a Corolla before I go to sleep.
Nice job, retard.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. But I bet there's a lot of people out there like me. A lot of people there, you know, that when they're kids, they hated going to bed early. They hated waking up early. My biggest nightmare is having to get up at like 8 a.m. to do anything, or 7:30 a.m. to do anything, especially catch a flight. Oh, I tell you, my skin crawls when I know that I've got to get up at 5:30 or 6 a.m. to get on a 7 o'clock or 8:15, whatever it is, flight, and then be with those morning people. Because morning people are different than nighttime people. And I hate to say this because it offends a lot of morning people, but hopefully they're all asleep by now. Night people have a better sense of humor than morning people, all right? I know it offends a lot of you mother effers out there. I don't care. The people who stay up late at night have a different sense of humor, and I think a better sense of humor than those people waking up at 6 a.m. And I'll tell you why. And there's a reason why comedy clubs don't open at 6 a.m. Because nobody would go. Because the people in the morning, they don't have a sense of humor. I get on a plane, I'm flying to New York, and they laugh at the dumbest crap. You know, stuff that you'd never get a laugh at from a nighttime person. You get a big chuckle from the flight attendant who's all hyper and happy to be up and helping everybody. Now, I understand the health issues. Those people live a little longer when you wake up early and you get to sleep early. But in the big scheme of things, you know, like over a billion years, over hundreds of thousands of years, who gives a rat's ass? Like in 100,000 years from now, do you think people will say, well, I'll bet Randy Wang lived a little longer than Tim Conway Jr. 150,000 years ago?
I don't think so, dude.
Well, you're a bad example. Gina's not a good example. You're up all night too, right?
I'm up all night.
What time do you go to bed?
3-ish.
3?
Yeah, 3:30.
What time do you get up?
9 or so.
Yeah, see, that's crazy. I go to bed around 6 a.m., 5:36, and I'm lucky if I hit noon, if I get up at noon. That's a real unusual day. Usually up around 1 or 2. And you know what? I don't make excuses for it anymore. I used to make excuses. I used to say, oh, you know, I was out this morning. I had jury duty. Sorry I didn't call you back. Geez, I had to, you know, take my kid to the doctor. I was out early. I'll call you later. But I don't know why people who are up at night have to be ashamed of it anymore. I mean, there's a lot of things to do at night, especially with this television, the computers. There's a lot of 24-hour markets. There's a lot of crap to do at night. Got to have people up at night to keep the roads clear in the morning. If all of us sons of bitches got up at 6 a.m., nobody could get anywhere. You should be praising and celebrating us late night people. All right. Are you up late at night? And again, there's some studies out there that say you're also prone to inventing stuff. The people who are inventors are night owls. So you got anything interesting going on? And or are you now going to come out of the closet and tell everybody, yes, I'm a night person and I sleep until 1 p.m. and I goddamn enjoy it. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888 520-9710. Frank Sinatra, and I don't often compare myself with old Blue Eyes, but Frank Sinatra was a night owl. The guy was up until 6, 7 o'clock every morning, slept all day, didn't feel probably decent until 7, 8, 9 o'clock the next night. It's like Vegas hours. That's why I love Vegas. Vegas is the greatest place for people like myself who don't sleep at night. In Vegas, I'm up till, you know, sometimes 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, and then you sleep all day. Vegas is one of the few cities that understands the importance of blackout curtains, and they do it very well. But night people who are up at night, you shouldn't be ashamed of yourself anymore. You should celebrate the fact that you've been able to put together a life that you don't have to get up in the morning. Waking up in the morning is the worst. I've never once, well, maybe once, but I've never more than once gotten up in the morning with a spring in my step and thought, yeah, let's tackle that day. Let's go. It never happens. I'm miserable as hell in the morning, and I don't feel good until about 6 p.m. That's when I really kick in. Randy Wang is giving me the finger. All right, don't be ashamed of yourselves anymore. If you're a night owl, you're up all night, chances are you're funnier than those people wake up in the morning, with the exception of some. And you're also more prone to invent stuff. A lot of inventors are up late at night. I was reading an article about a guy who's up late at night, and he's invented the fart jacket, right? And what it is, it's a jacket that emits odor. So if you're standing in line waiting for your luggage and you can't get near the conveyor belt, you press a button and you start smelling like a big fart, and people move away from you, and you slide right up to that conveyor belt, get your luggage, and to take off. Now, it's not a great thing for single dudes, but for married guys with kids and a wife, and you got to get those that luggage, it's ideal. Let's talk to Ellie, I think. Is it Eli or Ellie? How do you pronounce that name?
Oh, it's Elia.
Elia. Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey. I was watching, I guess we'll call it BS on the Showtime, the Penn and Teller show.
Right.
They did a whole thing on sleep. They said actually that people like us actually live longer if you go to sleep late. So
is that right?
The early bird. Yes, that's their latest research, they said.
Yeah, so the early bird doesn't get the worm. The early bird gets the grave.
Yeah, see, everyone, see, now we have nothing to worry about.
Yes, that's great. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm going to buy it. I love people that are up at night. I have more in common with people that are up at night. I have very little in common with people who get up at 7 a.m. It's not a hit on them. It's not a hit on me. They have little in common with me, and vice versa. I just can't do it. You know, 7 a.m. seems like a living hell to me. You know, driving around, especially, not only you have to get up at 7 a.m. or, you know, you're driving to work at 8 a.m., but there's traffic. You're sitting there bumper to bumper, not going anywhere, and it's 8 goddamn o'clock in the morning, 7:30 or 6 o'clock, 5:30. You're leaving with the sun still down to go to work. You live in Victorville. It's the middle of winter. You know, it's December 10th, your last week before Christmas, and you're waking up at 4:30 to get to work. You get in that car at 5, and you drive down the 5 freeway in bumper-to-bumper traffic, and the sun doesn't come up till 6:30. You're in the car for an hour and a half before that sun comes up. How do you not kill yourself? How do you manage that kind of depression? Let's talk to Tony in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. I love the show.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Oh, man. Everything you're saying is exactly how I live my life. All the excuses. I've been in the restaurant bar industry for years, so I never got to bed before 3 or 4 in the morning. And I, even as a kid, I was like that. I just like to sleep in late and stay up late for the exact same reasons you're saying right now.
Yeah.
And you're right. People in the morning have no sense of humor whatsoever. That Kathy and Regis, or that stuff is the lowest common denominator crap.
Oh yeah, it is unwatchable.
It's unwatchable.
And
really,
if you get on like a subway or a bus or an airplane at like 6:30 in the morning, and you're traveling around with these guys who are up and perky, and there's not a single laugh. I mean, you could sit next to everybody on that American flight from L.A. to New York and sit next to everybody for 10 minutes and go, hey, lay a joke on me, and you could literally go 3,000 miles without a laugh.
No. Yeah, I can't do it. Can't live with them.
Yeah.
I'll see you at noon tomorrow.
And don't be ashamed of it either.
I'm not. No more. Okay. Not if you. Now they know you're doing it.
All right. Take care, dude.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. There he goes, everybody. Another proud member of the Night Owl group. People say, F it. Omar and Tarzana, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
You know what I do is I wake up early because my parents hassle me all the time because they think I'm not doing anything.
Right.
So I wake up at 11, and then I ended up just sleeping on the couch till about 6 p.m. And then I get to work, you know, and then I work from about 9 p.m. to 3 or 4 in the morning.
What do you do?
I edit videos.
Oh, that's neat.
So, and then I just, you know, I usually take a walk around 5:30 a.m. around my park.
Right.
And just see the sunrise. It's beautiful.
It's
you know,
great.
I always look up. It's great, especially in the valley because it's quiet. In the daytime, it's loud and there's traffic and you hear all the crap of the city.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you're
exactly right. I usually go to bed around, you know, if I see that sun come up 3-4 days a week. And when that sun comes up in the valley, man, you're right. It's quiet. You can hear the birds getting up and it's just beautiful.
Everybody,
but you know what's nice about it, and you can enjoy it, is you know that in 20 minutes you're going to sleep.
And I don't have to hear anything, you know,
yeah.
Usually, you know, when I wake up at 11, I go to bed around, you know, 6, 7 a.m., wake up 4 or 5 hours later, and I just want to go right back to bed because it's chaotic outside. I don't want to be stuck in traffic, I don't want to wait on any lines.
Yeah.
I just want to kick it in the shade.
And, you know, guys like you and I, when we go to buy shelf paper at Lowe's or Home Depot, it ain't for the shelves.
You know, what I do is I wake up, I go to Starbucks, I get an iced vanilla latte, I go chill by the pool for 2 hours, and I take a nap, I walk around Tarzana Park a little bit, and then I just start working all night long. I love it. It's the best.
Yeah.
Especially in the summertime.
Hey, where do you live? I don't want to put that on the air, but yeah, I do live in that area.
Yeah. I always see you. I notice, you know, the radio station vans here and there. Sometimes I get a westerly whiff, if you know what I mean. Around 4:35 in the morning.
Yes,
that's great,
dude.
I notice a lot of skunks in our neighborhood.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, honk when you drive by.
For sure.
All right, take care of yourself, man.
Take
all right,
easy.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Ah, that guy lives on my street. Now, why? And he says he sees me watering about 5:30 in the morning. I know, nothing like that. Watering the front lawn when that sun's coming up. Watching all these neighbors go to work, knowing in 20 minutes I'm going to bed. Let's talk to Eddie and Ventura. You're on 97.1 Free FM. You up all night, dude?
How's it going? Yeah, I stay up all night, and it's so bad. I'm a dentist. But what I did is I switched my office hours to start at 1 o'clock and work till 8.
Oh, great.
Because I can't get up, man.
Yeah, but you know what? You probably get a lot more business that way.
You know, I do. I get quite a bit of professionals. You know, after they come out from work, they come in. But
yeah,
still,
who the Christ wants to look in somebody's mouth at 9 in the morning?
No, it's horrible. Dental school was a joke. I could not get people. My nickname was the Sloth. Because all morning I was just worthless. But, you know, just study all night. But then, you know, the morning is just bad
right.
news.
That's a great idea, man. Thank you for calling. That guy's a dentist and works from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. I think a lot more people should do that. It'll reduce the traffic. Certainly, you know, reduce the anger and the hostility. Because those people who get up at 7 a.m., they're pissed. And especially if you didn't get a good night's sleep. You know, if you're up with the kids, perhaps one of your kids, unfortunately, is not feeling well. And then you got to get up at 7 a.m. You've had like 2 hours sleep, and you just want to put your fist through the wall. If more people stayed up all night and slept during the day and worked at night, I mean, you know, there's so many things you can do at night. There's Ralph's out in the valley. Most of them are open 24 hours. And when you go to a Ralph's on a Saturday, like at 3, 4 p.m., you're going to wait in line for about a half hour to check out. But you go to Ralph's at 4 a.m. or 3 a.m., like I occasionally do on a weekday, there ain't anybody there. Yeah, you got to maneuver around some boxes, and the lighting in the one in Woodland Hills sucks because they try to save some electricity, so you can't see any of the food. You got to bring a flashlight with you to shop at some of these Ralph's. But if you you get there a little earlier, and it's beautiful. Nobody's there. Nobody bothers you, and you check out immediately. Let's talk to Nicole in Temecula. Nicole, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
My husband and I are both in retail, so we're usually not getting home until like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
And we want to spend quality time with our kids. So I have a one-year-old and a two-and-a-half-year-old, and they're usually up to at least 1 in the morning.
I don't, you know what? I don't judge people for that anymore. Occasionally, occasionally my kid's up late. Listen, she's smart. She's healthy. Yeah. She stays up a little later than some kids, but she's also, she's very smart and I couldn't imagine, putting her to bed at 7 a.m. and her getting up at 7 a.m. What a nightmare that'd be for everybody.
Oh, I can't tell her how I'm going to handle it when they go to school someday. I don't even know what I'm going
to
do.
Well, that's why you got to homeschool. I mean, maybe we got to get to school together, for, parents that are night owls and the kids go to school at night.
Yeah, did a study and I thought they were going to start having like a second shift of school for kids that do
they
better.
They should.
Later in the day, and I think that might be a possibility someday.
Yeah. All right, Nicole, thanks for calling. That's a great idea. There should be night school, not for adults, but for kids. Kid goes to school. Wouldn't you love to go to school at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? You go to school from 2 to 8 and slide home, have a little dinner, and then stay up and watch TV all night? That'd be classic. Go to bed at 3, 4 in the morning, wake up at noon. Oh, it's the best. I don't know who designed this, where LAUSD and all these schools, they got to get these kids in there by 8 o'clock. That's only for the parents. That's just for the parents, so the parents can then go do their jobs. But ideally, I think a kid would be better off if a kid went to school much later in the day. And I don't know if there's any proof of that, but, waking those kids up in the morning and torturing them first thing in the morning, like, hey, kids, got to get up at 7 a.m. Like, Ma, the sun's not even up. What the F are you doing? Please. All right, are you staying up all night? It is the home of the night owls is this station. There's some other AM stations, but those are for, people who need that radio on. People are 65, 70, 75, 80 years old, and they just need that noise all night. But this is the younger generation that is up all night, and there should be no more shame put on us by people, waking us up at noon or calling us at noon and going, hey, you just waking up? Oh, it's so irritating when people do that. Hey, did I wake you up? At 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, yeah, you woke me up. I've been asleep for 6 hours now. Tired. All right, you up all night? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Ray in Fontana. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Bob?
Hey, man, what are you doing?
Hey, you're a stud, man. I'm just getting high right now, just driving the Grand Terrans to play some PS2.
Wow. All right. And you're up all night playing video games, huh?
Well, no. I work at a gas station from 10 to 6.
Well, you work at a gas station what time?
10 o'clock at night. Get off at 6, smoke Fat Bull.
Wow.
And I think you're right. It's badass.
Yeah.
Like, people hit me up at 1 o'clock for some tennis.
Yeah, no, dude, you're the poster child for night owls are the best.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Dude, you're badass.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to give you something here, dude. Hold on one second. You like NASCAR?
Not really.
You live in Fontana. I'm trying to give you something local. You don't have to drive, dope.
All right,
hold on one second. We'll give you a pair of tickets. Well, give them both of these things. I don't care. Give them a pair of tickets to see Chivas USA battle the San Jose Earthquakes. And that name will change once they get a 7.8 up there and 60,000 people die. At the Home Depot Center, go see the San Jose Earthquakes. August 23rd, visit cdchivasusa.com for all your latest Major League Soccer action. And also a pair of tickets to see NASCAR Nationwide Series Camping World 300. August 30th at the Auto Club Speedway, and go to autoclubspeedway.com. And the winner has a chance to win a Racer Day experience with the Likettes. Wow.
Look at that.
Wouldn't that be an experience, huh, Tommy?
Look at that.
Yeah, man. All right, you up all night? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to, how about Jennifer in Pasadena? You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, what's happening, baby?
My boyfriend and I are definitely night owls. I really hate, you know, I've only lived in L.A. all my life, and I hate the fact that, you know, he comes home late, I wait up for him, it's time to go out, have dinner, you know, 11 o'clock at night, and nothing good is open, ever.
I had this discussion with my wife the other day, that and it wasn't even 11 o'clock at night, it was 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah.
On a Sunday.
We're living in a senior citizen's home everywhere.
Yeah, try to find a good restaurant in the Valley that's open at 9 p.m.
And we live in Pasadena. I mean, we have a lot of choices. But by the time we get, I mean, and even when we find something that's like closes at 11, they're like rushing us out the door. They're like, you know, rolling their eyes because they're walking in at, you know, closing time. It's like it's horrible. And now I'm hoping that, you know, if we ever move, that we'll be able to find something that will have at least a decent, you know, lineup of things to do. I don't know. I mean, the market can only, you know, suffice so long. You know, you can only go people watch at the market, you know, for.
Right.
So many times.
Well, you know, I went to get my hair cut on Sunday, and I'm not bragging. I just needed to get a cut. And I go to Supercuts because it doesn't matter. You know, I'm married. It doesn't matter what it looks like, right?
Jesus Christ.
I go to Supercuts at 4 p.m., and the door is locked. And there's a woman in there. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Do you guys just get robbed? Why is the door locked? And the lady goes, we close at 4 p.m. I go, you close at 4 p.m. on a Sunday? Why open?
Yeah, my boyfriend and I call those places hobby shops because they're the owner's hobbies. They're really not real places of business. And he's actually listening. His name's Rick, and he's going to the market to do our weekly shopping right now as we speak. But you know, yeah, that's what we think of the story.
It is a hobby shop, and anytime you know it's a hobby shop when you go to the door and you shake the door, and it's like 5 minutes to when they close, and they're already closed.
Yeah, I mean, why do they even bother? But
yeah.
Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
All right, thanks, Jennifer. Right. You take care of yourself, baby. I think it's comforting. A lot of people are up late at night here in Southern California. Let's talk to Alan in Granada Hills. You're on 97.1. How you doing?
What's up, my man? How's
it
going?
Hey, what are you doing?
Man, I'm at work right now, chilling.
What are you doing? What are you doing for work?
I work security up in Porter Ranch.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, I don't get off until 6 in the morning, but it's cool. I get to see the sun go down and come up every day.
When's the last time you had a problem in Porter Ranch?
Never.
Like 800 years ago?
I don't think it's been around for 800 years.
Why do they even have security guards up there?
I work at a gated community.
Yeah, but I mean, the biggest problem you have is somebody left their, you know, lights on in their Mercedes.
Pretty much. It's cool for me. I get paid to sit here listen to you all night.
They'll dump that for you. All right, buddy.
Hey, how can I get some of those NASCAR tickets for my pops?
We just
Come on,
gave
homie.
Them away.
Nah, that guy didn't even like NASCAR.
Did that guy want them?
He did, but I think if we make an announcement on the radio right now that he's only getting one prize, I think he'll get over it.
All right. Well, let's hold on one sec. We'll see if we can help you out there, Tim. Yeah, that guy's a security guard. He needs a break, man. Let's talk to Frank and Bell. You're on 97.1.
Hi. Good evening.
Hey, good evening, sir.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment regarding what you were talking about, the night school.
Right.
Did you know that in Mexico they have two shifts of schools?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have the morning shift and they have the afternoon shift.
Almost a reason to move down there, huh?
Right.
That's not a bad idea. They should do that here.
Exactly. And maybe the education system would be better.
Oh, no. Wait, listen, you couldn't hurt it.
Of course.
I mean, how can you hurt it? All right, buddy, that's a great idea. Look at that. Mexico is even more evolved than we are. Two shifts down there. That'd be great. Going to school at 2 p.m. and getting off at 8 p.m. Your whole, you know, your Friday starts at 8 p.m. And you're off Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. You don't have to go to bed early. You never have to go to bed early again. That'd be a child's dream. The kids would love to go to school late at night. Night school for the kids. It's a great idea. If somebody does it, call us up here and we'll promote it on the air. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home.
Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Randy's yelling at me. I'm on the air. I couldn't hear you.
You're on the air.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Right, I was talking with
John.
John and Jeff here, man. These guys are very entertaining. They're on from 11 till 5 a.m. tomorrow. Wow. No, maybe 3. But anyway, what's going on tonight with the John and Jeff Show, man?
Tonight, a woman awarded $1.5 million because she claims a guy gave her genital warts.
And she got that kind of money?
That's what she
claims.
Or
she wants it.
Well, no, she won the lawsuit, how do you prove that guy, of all the guys in the world, that guy gave it to her?
Yeah, Jesus, man. Hope that's
genital warts.
I hope that's not a trend, man. I'm going to go broke. All right, so what else is going on? You guys watching these Olympics at all?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I got hooked, man.
So did I.
I said, I'm not going to watch it. And then I turn the TV on. I sit there for like 6 hours and watch. I watch everything. I watch the badminton. I watch the sparring, whatever that's called, with the swords.
The
and
fencing.
All the fencing, all that crap. And I saw the Americans win, gold, silver, and bronze with the fencing. That was pretty cool. But this team has got to win the gold, the basketball. They've got to win it.
Well, they dismantled China. That was impressive.
Yeah. Last time, it was LeBron James. His nickname is LeBron's James. LeBron's James. Because last time he was on the team, they won a bronze medal.
LeBron's.
So, yeah, he's got to try to fix that. All right, gang, stay tuned for the John and Jeff Show. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show tomorrow, right after Lycus on 97.1 Free FM. John Edwards saga is almost over.
Yeah. In 2006, 2 years ago, I made a very...
Thanks for doing the math for us, little buddy.
In 2006, 2 years ago, I made a very serious mistake. A mistake that I am responsible for and no one else. In 2006.
Who did he... Who? I'm responsible for. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so John, like most men... Your wiener's attached to your body?
Yeah.
I get it. All right. Very good. Press on.